Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. This is going to be a different kind of show than we normally have. We often talk about consciousness and personal development. And yet consciousness also is affected by our bodies, our circulation, our energy. And so I thought I would have a show about that, about our bodies, our energy, our circulation, our aging. And so what is in the way of our being as healthy and strong and energetic and not aging as much as we can help it? So to do that, I met somebody who is fascinating, who has really interesting, important information about this process we're in of getting older, of our cells, of our bodies not functioning the way they used to, even if you're 30 years old. Elite athletes at 30 years old are often considered old and slow and weak and whatever. And that's so that we're all aging. So what is it that we need to know? What's actually happening to our bodies? Where is it taking us? And what can we do about it? Answers are what we want. Solutions. So to do that, we have a guest on our show who's very knowledgeable, has great understanding of this process and actually how to interfere with it. So I want to introduce Dr. John Ramsey. John, welcome.
Thank you.
I'm glad you could be on the show and help us understand how to make our bodies better, and in that case, make our minds and all of our processes better.
Yeah, the aging process has one common attribute with everybody, and is that we all experience it. The people that actually go through the aging process a little bit cleaner are the ones that understand that they have to do a little bit of conscious decision-making and preparations for keeping their bodies running on a certain level and strengthening their bodies to make up for the insufficiencies of the one cause that we have, and that's the aging factor. So if we look at how preventative measures work, we have to look at building proper solutions that actually pay off and that actually have been proven to work time and time again. So when we want to study proper aging, we want to look at the solutions and the people that have actually gone through the process with the easiest solutions, and then study what they have done, sort of like how they look at people that live in a blue zone. What? Where they have very... blue zone is areas in the world where they have understood how properly bodies work, and they have life fulfillment. It's where they're reaching longevity without any health-related illnesses.
Well, that's wonderful, and I also know that sometimes you can't live the same as somebody in another part of the world because of needing to respect the climate that you're in and the natural foods and, you know, the produce that is grown in your region. Local is getting very popular.
Absolutely, and these are what we want to try to understand. And the unfortunate factor in this equation is we're the test study. The life that we're living now, you're always the test study for that life.
I have been a big experiment all my life because I've been very dedicated since I was in college on doing things correctly to be healthy, because I didn't come from good genes. So I knew I had to go the extra level. And I just actually had a reunion with a friend this last weekend who was a neighbor in college. And every morning I'd get up in those days and make a health drink in a blender. And he and his wife lived right next door, and they heard my blender every morning. They didn't know what it was. They thought I got up and vacuumed every day. But I must say that the things I was putting in that drink, some of them were very good, and some of them actually were throwing me out of balance. And I had that health drink for 10 years and wasn't feeling healthy during those 10 years because of some of the things I was using to be healthy.
Because some of the ingredients, sure.
Yeah, and so that's why it's been a long, long, hard path, actually, because I've experimented with so many different things over the years. Some have worked well, and some haven't. I'm doing pretty good for an old-timer, and I know that I've a lot of it I can attribute to the nutrients and the healthy foods that I've eaten and the exercise and all of that.
For sure.
And so I do represent somebody who's conscious of this process and doing the best for it. And I think a lot of our audience is probably very much like me.
Yes, absolutely. And we're getting, actually, when we study who's involved and who's actually attracted to the payoff of studying, as we know, good nutrition or nutrient-dense food properties, it's getting a younger and younger audience because they see their parents and their grandparents promoting those ideas, and they actually believe the payoff because they're not sick. Their grandparents aren't like our grandparents were when they were dying early of diseases and suffering that are very, very easily controlled with simple solutions of dietary choices. Now, we've cleaned up our environment. We're understanding that the way to go is actually giving back and making our living areas cleaner. But we all can't just pack up and move to a blue zone or an area where they have longevity. Could you imagine everyone moving over to Japan from Manhattan over to the blue zones? It would be incredibly difficult. You can't do it. So we have to sort of be adaptable and innovative to how we can actually accomplish these small little feats to increase our success of living in a proper, cleaner way.
Right.
And you had the best idea at the very beginning. You deal with circulation. Circulation is exactly what it says. It's a circle. And if you have impairments, that circle isn't smooth. Sort of like the theory of yin yang interdependency. Yang comes from yin, yin comes from yang. Mutual respect. So we have to respect our bodies, and we have to respect the circulating factors and keep those clean so they can have relationships with each other. So we can't just worry about cellular nutrition. We have to have respect for our cellular communication with our transmitters. So we have to look at how and why our bodies work. So when you study circulation, you just look at a basis of our body systems where we have seven basic ones and we want to keep them as clean as possible. That's homeostasis. So preservation of homeostasis is actually just having clean circulatory systems in your body. The Chinese look at, or Eastern philosophies always look at qi as a life force or a vitality. And I want to concentrate on qi just for a moment, because if we look at the translation, the literal translation, it means beautiful, friendly health. And the translation for homeostasis means perfect state of health. So we have a correlation pretty close to qi and homeostasis. Now, how to maintain those is where we're a little bit off. I look at qi as just pure circulation in your body, and that's what I teach people.
It's probably the power of the circulation in the body,
you know,
and the cleanliness of it as well. But
absolutely,
cleanliness leads to it being a powerful force going through your system.
Absolutely. So now we can study qi in our body as a circulation. And what what exactly is qi? Well, we go to Taoism. We can look at qi in Taoism. And they believe that 99% of everything is qi.
Well,
let me
want to come back to what you just said about modernizing, but I was thinking while you were saying that when I was young, I was a karate black belt in national competition, and I've never been a physically muscular strong person, and in those days, I didn't know a lot about qi, and it was a Japanese system we called the ki, and yet that's what I focused on, and I was able to use that to the extent that I could overcome other people, other situations that needed more power, more strength, and I could do it with flow.
Yes.
So the flow can be a substitute for strength. Okay, that's to say not a substitute, but it actually is how strength can work better.
Perfect. And what is the strongest, strongest shape we have is a circle. So there you go. When you have proper flow, when you have a proper continuum, you have that strength of that continuum, and you equal the qi, the energy, the interdependence, the what it has created already. And for when you replicate that over time, it becomes energy, the movement. So when you have the continual flow of any kind of movement, that harmony, it has the most power that it has aspertained to, because you've continued that. It's a continuum, like our life. We age in a continuum. All of our cells replicate over 7 years. They turn from our blood to our tissue to our organs. That's it. So we've studied how and why that happens, but how do we contribute to the more success rate of a cleaner circulatory system in our body? So it's not just our body's vascular circulation I'm talking about. I'm talking about a continuum, that flow like you just were speaking of. One quick thought pattern here. When we look at the Taoism and qi, how it's the 99% of everything is qi, you look at quantum physics, which is very closely related to Taoism, but on a scientific level, 99% of everything is space. So now we have a space and qi correlation, and the movement, the flow of everything in quantum physics, the universe, it all has that harmony. It's how things work, how things are held together.
Well,
it's all based on the circulatory path.
Right, but then the question is, if it's all so perfect, then why don't we feel perfect all the time?
Sure. Very, 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 very simply, humans, we ruin everything.
Of course.
We do.
Of course.
We fill everything with junk. That's what we do. Where other animals have certain patterns and organization of selective use and utilization of their surroundings, we sweep everything under the rug, put everything in the in the closet. You
know? Well, we're looking for momentary satisfaction.
Absolutely. It's because we're too direct thinkers to worry about what will happen or even why it will happen. I mean, it happened in a New York minute. It's over. Come on, get over it. Let's move on now. So if you take your body into consideration and we forget about what we did last week with our dietary choices. We forgot about that piece of chocolate cake we had. We forgot about that, that x-ray that we had last week. We forgot about the traffic we were sitting in and how much toxins we were collecting then. Our body's collecting.
Sure.
It's the junk. It's the removal. It's the sorting of it. It's the dispersing.
Sometimes when I'm upset about something and I get over it, I know that my body doesn't necessarily agree with that, and it might be 2 or 3 or 4 days later that I feel the response to something that upset me several days earlier.
Absolutely. And one of the problems with that is you forget where that insulting offering you gave your body came from. You don't put the two and two together. You just feel bad today from what you did 3 days ago. But you haven't analyzed
the cause,
the determination of why you did that. You just
right.
You just want to get better, so you will play catch up, but not learn from your actions.
Right, and so we have to always think ahead, and there are so many ways of living our lives more strategically and consciously, so that
Absolutely.
We can make the right choices. And it involves sacrifice. It involves sacrifice of not necessarily being satisfied in every moment, or at least outwardly
True.
Satisfied. Maybe inwardly satisfied, but not outwardly.
Yeah, and I mean, we're scientific. We want to see the direct, we want to see the evidence-based solutions that we're going to offer ourselves for future referencing on our solutions. We forget about having that extra drink may cause a problem with us, or going for that extra MRI may have complications later on down the road. But we're a very, very selective thinking being when it comes to decision making.
But we can make ourselves nuts about making wrong decisions. You know, we can overdo it and make ourselves totally stressed out, wondering if we're always making the right decisions.
Well, that's just it. So we have to consciously come up with cause and effect and solution-oriented living procedures. I mean, we can't all just run away.
Right, and we can also accept that we're doing the best in every moment to learn, to change, to grow in ways that
sure,
we have to
absolutely.
Surrender once we can't do more than we can do. We can't know more than we can know. And a lot of our junk comes from our own insecurities, our own fears about all of this too.
Yeah.
And so
absolutely.
we can get in our own way just by wanting to get better.
True. So now we look at people that maybe have thought about how to solve these issues at hand, and we look at great thinkers and great livers. It's not just the thinkers, it's the livers. And by livers, I mean the people that are living a nice life in an old age setting for their body. You study people like Linus Pauling or Abram Hoffer, people that looked at how to clean that junk out of their body through vitamin therapy. That was one of their solutions. And they actually lived that proof. They lived well until their 90s. Where you look at someone like Dr. Atkins, who came up with the Atkins diet, who didn't live until their 90s. He fell short of that. You look at the 120-year-old diet. DNA, human DNA, is designed to keep us living to 120, 150 years old. Everyone's well aware of that.
I don't know about that. I mean, people who know DNA, who understand it, might be, but I think a lot of people think that 80 is probably pretty good.
That's what we're offering our DNA when you study how long people live. But that's the accumulation of junk. If you keep your circulatory systems clean, if you keep that energy source vibrant, it should live way past 80. That's nothing.
Right, and we want
that's
quality
how,
of life
it's
as
how
well.
We do it, though. It's how we get those solutions. So we have to look at maybe there's some other parts of this equation that are going to keep us living. We look at more powerful substance about what our grocery store is going to offer us. Remember, fruits and vegetables don't take that long to grow. A vegetable is only grown for 3 months. A fruit takes a year to harvest. There's lots of food choices that have energy saturation that take a long time to develop. When we study those things, those active properties outside of just a nutritional standpoint, we could have a correlation between what I was talking about at the beginning, between cellular nutrition and cellular communication.
That's very important.
How do we feed those things?
Right. Yeah,
we were having a conversation before about how conscious thought is passed on through generations. We look at people that study the communications before they had language, before they had writing. That was all ritual based. How do we know how to dance? How do we know how to laugh? How do we know how to have emotion? Because when you look at a smile from North America and a smile from the Easter Islands or somewhere where we haven't ventured before, all be exactly the same. A smile is a smile no matter where you come from. You know, anger is anger. And those are inherited properties that that we have, that bond, that binding force that is carried on. Now we look at emotional attachments and how those are communicated on. If we can find how we harness those and feed those and those offerings, we start evolving, pushing our evolution envelope to open up and see what kind of directions we can get to.
Yeah, we can be more and more conscious of the holistic nature of life, of our emotions, even regarding our food. Blessing our
Absolutely.
Food is very powerful. It's amazing what
Absolutely.
Our energy can do.
Absolutely. There has to be more than a fad when you look at a phenomenon of what happened with the reincarnation of yoga in North America. 50 million people a month do yoga now in North America. 50 million people.
And there's a consciousness that develops, you know, I mean, there was a consciousness that brought them into it, and then there's a consciousness even more so that develops from that. And that creates more of a sense of awareness of being in the moment, of being in a sense of wholeness, that then I think people want to take it to the next level of eating properly, having right lifestyle around it. And so it's very important, and we're going to be doing more shows. We only have about 5 minutes left of this show. I want to do more shows with you because I want to talk about solutions. I want to talk about what is it that that the junk does to us. What is it that we don't know is happening to us that's creating the aging? You know, how is our body actually dysfunctioning? Which are the ways that we are aging that we don't need to and that we can correct through lifestyle? And
absolutely.
And I know that you have answers to that. And I'm,
I hope I do.
Well, we all hope we do. We all hope we're learning and knowing better. And I know from my long discussions with you earlier before we did the show that that you do have information that our audience is going to want to know more about.
Absolutely. And you know, I'm only 39 years old, but I have been studying and contemplating aging and why we do this since I was 12 years old. And that is one of my primary focuses is to harness an energy of true belief and to pass that on.
Right. And I lost a parent when I was a teenager, and that I embarked on this path at that point of saying, wait a minute, that's not right. There's something we don't know about ourselves, our bodies, that we can do a better job with. And so I've outlived my father's age by almost 2 decades now. So I'm feeling very proud of being on a healthy path, and that's why I'm so excited to talk to you, because I want for myself and our audience to learn more about how to make it all work better and live to be over 100 healthfully and happily, and we can do that.
And if we can keep that continuum going and stretch it out even for a moment, we've done our job. So
sure.
I just want to thank you for having me.
Sure.
And I look forward to
having
a little bit more conversations. I look forward to coming to New York, and Manhattan is one of my favorite places in the world.
And your doctor, John Ramsay, Ramsay. I want our audience to know exactly if they...
I am a doctor of Chinese medicine.
Okay, and you live in outside of Vancouver?
Yes, I live in Richmond, B.C.
Okay, and can you give us a phone number?
My phone number, sure, 604-314-0644.
That's great. And people will have a lot more to call you about once we start talking about solutions.
Absolutely. And people can email me, too, at Dr. Ramsay, DrRamsay, at MSN.com.
That's great. So this is such a pleasure to talk with you. And I know how much more you have to talk about. So I'm looking forward to having you as a guest on the show.
Absolutely.
Again.
Anything I can do for a conscious movement and an expanding evolution of humans, I'm more than willing to do that. And for you, of course, you're one of my favorite people. So absolutely anything
you.
For you, Peter.
Thank you so much. It's nice to be appreciated. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com, also known as PRN.FM. And I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org, or at 212-222-7748. And thank you so much for listening.